After people reach the age of 60 or so, they tend to have trouble multitasking. But a study published today in the journal Nature suggests with practice, older brains can still do more than one thing at a time. NPR's John Hamilton explains.
Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco spent years doing experiments that showed how the ability to multitask declines with age. Adam Gosley says he found himself getting tired of delivering bad news about aging brains.
And so I became inclined to see if we could do something in the lab to actually help this.
At first, Gosley thought having older people practice the multitasking experiments over and over might improve their performance.
But then I realized that no one would ever want to play our study experiments because they're so completely boring. So I was like, well, how about if we build it into a video game?
Gosley's team came up with a driving game called NeuroRacer. He says it involves two tasks.
One is to navigate on this winding road that's going left and right and up and down, so you have to navigate in all of those dimensions, and the road never stops moving.
The second task is to hit a button whenever you see a road sign in the form of a green circle. The researchers recruited several dozen healthy people from 60 to 85 years old to see whether playing the game could improve mental function. One of the participants was Anne Lindsley, who is 65. She says she volunteered in part because she was having mental lapses.
Getting up and going to the refrigerator and forgetting what I was getting, being distracted and not accomplish what I was trying to do. So when I saw this study, I thought, oh, cool. I guess maybe I'll learn something. If not, maybe I can help them learn something.
Lindsley and other participants initially played the driving game in Gosley's lab while researchers studied their brain activity so they could look for changes after the training was over. Then, some were sent home with a laptop version of the game. Over the next month, these participants played three times a week for an hour. As they got better, the game got harder. Lindsley says she got to like it, and she was sad when she had to give back the laptop.
Because I was every day getting a little better at it, so it was a game that I could actually do. I think I went up 22 levels on that game.
Gosley says people like Lindsley not only got better at the game, they were able to multitask much the way younger people do.
After training, they improved their multitasking beyond the level of the 20-year-olds who played it on a single visit.
Gosley says the improvement extended beyond multitasking. Participants also got better at remembering information and paying attention. And he says the training actually changed participants' brains. Brainwave patterns associated with focus got stronger. So did connections between visual areas of the brain and areas involved in making decisions. And tests showed that 6 months after training, the improvements were still there. Gosley says the results suggest that this sort of mental exercise could actually make a difference in people's lives.
We know that these cognitive abilities that improve, like working memory and sustained attention, really underlie a lot of our performance and how we interact in the real world.
Like whether we remember why we opened the refrigerator door. David Meyer of the University of Michigan says the results confirm his own research suggesting that aging brains are still highly capable. But he says video games are not the only way to keep your brain sharp after 60.
I would suggest before spending time training your brain with video games, you'd be much better off to go jog for half an hour each day.
Meyer, who is 70, says he runs several times a week, in part because physical exercise is a proven way to preserve mental function. He says he also engages in strenuous mental exercise, though it doesn't involve games.
I read very difficult books in the morning. I think about topics like Einstein's general theory of relativity, so I'm trying to do a combination of both physical and mental exercise in order to maintain my capacities at the highest possible level for my age.
And Gosley's work suggests that's not so different than someone decades younger. John Hamilton, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.